All right. Good evening, everyone. To the City of Iqaluit Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, number 2, on this February 20th, 2024. I know Mayor just did it in a special meeting before, but thank you once again for the interpreters, Drew and Lazarus, for being here this evening with us. First item we have on tonight's agenda is the adoption of the agenda. We can get a Councillor Tilly moves and Councillor Tilly seconds. Any comments or questions on the agenda? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Unanimous, thank you. Do we have any declarations of interest this evening? Seeing none, move on to request for early council input regarding proposed bakery and residential-only zone. So presenting Alexander Croteau and Mike. Just to let you know, you are limited to 10 minutes.
I'm going to see 10 minutes.
And Tammy will hold up the yellow card at 5 minutes.
Tammy, 5 minutes.
9 minutes, sorry. She'll hold
9 minutes.
9 minutes. You know, you only have 1 minute left, and she will show you a red card at, so you know you said, just be sure to, when speaking, because we do have live interpretation for your speaking.
Good evening, Madam and Mr. Councillor. My name is Michael Croteau, and this is my brother Alexander. I don't know if you see him well. First of all, we'd like to say thank you. Presenting today to receive council interviews recommended by the planning department, collaborating with us on our project. I own property 588. A new use that we believe a positive response. Currently, the lots zoning and general plan However, we believe that this has a higher location inside. You allow me to continue right now. I don't know if it all gets deep. I wanted to show you a map so you can better locate where is the map, but it's the location is great. I think it would be the perfect build our commercial building. I'd like to build this new commercial building on the property, which would serve a bakery. Customers request cakes, products that benefiting from an ideal geographical location, local business type of products. We believe business to serve people of several districts. Well, because on the main road here and on neighborhoods. Our vision is there would be no inside for products, and people would only product to take home. To offer it people to purchase a variety of new and fresh products at very competitive. We will through wide our service. We have working on a potential design which, according to the council's recommendations, possibly housing unit building, because we all know the experience. There may be other ideas for this site, so that's why we are bringing that to you. Madam and Mr. Councillor, we hope that gives you a better understanding of our unique because that this could bring a great response from our community, since it's a from the beginning of the thinking behind this project, we wanted to offer something that it's not present right now in Korea. So we didn't want to present a project that compete with other stores or like that. So we want to offer a new service. It was big for us, and we are very motivated. Discussion will allow us to before formally submitting our that includes amendments to city bylaws. So thank you very much for your time. Don't hesitate any more questions.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. For clarification, for I think we're talking about the property we're talking about is green and orange by the water booster station. Correct? Michael?
Oh. I'm sorry. Yes. Are you still here? Yes?
Yep. Hello. Yeah.
Okay. The question was about the location of 588, right?
Just for visualization purposes, for the
yes.
Main road.
Okay. Yes.
Any of my counselors have any questions? Councillor Shepherd, go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Mayor,
looking for a bit more clarification on your project. Tear down the existing structure? Or to use the existing structure?
Plans to construct a new building from scratch. Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Interpretation. If you don't mind, once a question is asked, I'll hand it back over to the audience. Easily? Follow up, Councillor.
As a rule, I don't to remove housing stuff. Lot, its location. The option might present itself, and it's given a few conditions. Something that would be that might come forward. Hear some of the concerns. Issues that we might consider.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. I think that's more of a question for you.
Yes, Councillor, for the question, identified problems with the proposal. Reason for this application just to receive direction at a need that comprehensive. Plans. And we just want the committee early to open it up for discussion before the formal commitments, which would take quite a long time. Scale and if any other committee members have
Thank you, Matthew. Kind of in a comment as well on Shepherd. There's a lot of space left for these sort of things. We don't have the bigger picture. Clarity. Go ahead.
My question is, this is the older structure. I believe is used by taxi companies. My question is that what's the gentleman's name who was doing the presentation?
Michael
mentioned they were considering or looking at it to commercial accommodation to business.
Councillor Clarity, I think that was more of a question for Michael, just a little clarification on the possibility of adding to it as well.
Yes, yeah, so earlier plans that we started. Made room for that possibility to add a housing. We want units that would be on that building. So it would be from the beginning. That's something that we need to consider. We are very open about that. And we will be planning housing in mind.
Thank you, Michael. Does that answer your question?
In the name, Michael, we cut my clarity.
Go right ahead.
Thank you,
Shivam.
As a business person in always looking for opportunity to for a startup. They work with the city
to kanuilinga lang mga titaw yung siman yung sakot talo ni kaya namin katimay clarity nito bumi ng lete na 1970 ni sa kuing itagalo ka piwan lay ng mayok tao
Mayor Awa for a question.
Mayor Awa, ako rin gumawa ng dema ati
make sure ta kaya mga itunga inyok tito tik ko kalo na tito siya kaya kalong mga tam kisya ni imma katimili clear yo ko sa galakta nga isang mga jaga kang nakukutawot pang nagakakutawot siunik sa kinye tamani yakalong ni tekwa kimer ko kaya kalakartigot kanoy niya ngayon ang mga ta I ang katigitiyak ta ka ang tamak ko pilagbi kina yara o tiksay tamani akalong ni sakit pala yara kakto ang ikitiyak alwaktong mataw kisiya ni kisiya na kamal takotiyak akakartigot saan na parnaw tigiyo si miyok maka utak bigilak tiksa kay babot kimakuha ka na lakotiyo kuya na may isimot.
Thank you.
Kaya na may awa.
More of a general comment.
Ano ko si saluto in na wala yung katimay tili impirong mayo.
Makes about a.
Kaya na si about a.
I have a bigger butt.
Ang ino sa mili kisya nila yung isa kong may gama 5-8-8 ngin na namin na kawta kapiyugi ang nga ini kamal lang yung sugi akuli isa magitiwin naktugo ulo ko inga kayagal nagpango tilo gitan inga kayagal biyo nagpango kataw katangan siya tugalalo kataktu inyo nagkukuti tamo na
they probably could pick a different spot
asya nagkay nagtiyok bimi nagtiyok bilok bisa may nyo namin yan isigun na pala yung kaluan 588 miyong ito min then
traffic is heavy there
imiligit yung tiyo sanit kaya nga nito ni akong nama ni akto yung ima kaya may ito na kabiru ni ila pang nauting ita kukuti ko isa magkasi yung nakakamay yung kaluan maana di tayo may lingatil logo nung nasiyo din yung nukang abis kaya ti akto yung ima pang nauting ay lada kulang ita kaluan kasi ano isa magkituin na ito ini sa takakto yung ima
create a in my
isumagayakuli
headaches for driving
ako ang ili ako ni sakitin na nakapalayo ako din no tapo na yung ato kaya nami
thank you for your comment
kaya nami ako si sanon katimay itili
natak go ahead
katimay natak ati
kaya nami unok ila isibata una ilinabi mong kana chotune ime chumul kanu ke anu no ko te ina atya ya pa ko je wata turo ta wona shuru chine kanu tu che re ne tu tu sha yu tan ro inu enu ga hta ne pa utu ku ro nu ku ro a ile ne abi mu kana chumun no na te ile ne ma ma ile ga tamanna kanu tu che re khana pdei ku ta chumwa a ile ne artikel putam ku pitu tu gi lukin ile ne pisu katam mut na khisu mut kanu wa khana gi ale chutaman ru pisu bi ro to ile ro ya ile ro bi yo wal do ne ta chumwa te me yo to ta ta chumwa to le
Thank you. I think once again, more some general comments.
Michael, just because we're
getting a bit of an echo. Katimi Flaherty, go ahead.
Katimi Flaherty, pitem.
Thank you, Sivota.
Kaya nami, Sivota, apalikan ito yung nalunga.
Second comment.
Ako kaning uso kata kama.
Raise it up, business.
Maligalok to. Katimi, yung katima, ako sa kata nga go.
It has to be needed.
Kau yung saktaw, kaya kang natuman na.
Considered is the
case. Isi masakse, kutigi yaw niya. Kaya kang nga tayo lano na siyuti, inga kanilibatang itay kanito, kakwanin niya nga, tukwag me.
There was a death. In that corner years ago, down the hill. Ino kun
nito kalaw sa manlo na lutay kani, orte ako kani ulot yuyo. Yun na siyo tukabit yawa kalaw mataman na.
Of the concept.
Tain ko.
Thank you.
Pang nauting ako ng kwarta kalaw tukla kalaw tago. Kaya namin.
Okay. We have no further comments.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your presentation.
Yes, I talked to show what it.
We have no
There is intended to be two fully accessible units on the ground one space per unit.
There are
proposed road widening reflect the location of buried infrastructure along Niku Lane. For minimum right of way for and the applicant is
meters
residential zone
6 meters
the shape of the lot and the corner of the building. Because of the limited anticipated
interest.
Proposed rezoning to Astro Hill. As part of the Housing Accelerator Fund application and then new. This proposed
Okay. committee recommend that council to rezone lots of residential
This project ticks a lot of boxes for me.
I just have one question. In favor of what?
Providing any studies to support the local.
Get
a clarification. How they would. I know that we're planning a larger infrastructure. They had desire to locate
Samantha, kill you, not you.
Oh, you're muted.
Thank you.
I forgot during my presentation, but I wanted to acknowledge that representatives of the
specifically.
There is buried infrastructure. There is currently in the concept plan. Part of the process earlier in the process.
Some opportunities for
staff have communicated.
It's not an
identified
city proper. In the city.
That answers your question.
Okay, thank you, Samantha. Okay.
Samantha.
There are no more comments or questions. We are for a vote. Unanimous. Very much. Okay, we will move on to item land acquisition bylaw and land disposal. Deborah presenting, which I've presenting here this evening, so welcome.
Deborah,
right, I think.
When it goes,
go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. So, in 2016, which we are observed on lot 5 to
8, 48
in North 40, there is a picture of the presented a solution to
how you shut down long at Nuna Hotel?
That was
Piazza Hotel, Lily Langata.
And then in
2018,
the survey was approved by Hingotigo
House, Sarnayo, Angatau Lausumagilone.
Atlanta Itos, and it's
Lots 11 to 14.
So right now to pass a land acquisition bylaw to raise land acquisition bylaw is in attachment
3.
Was a bylaw to formally
city
with gain establish new leases for the extending these lots other
leases
will be encouraged to encroach beyond property lines. But yes, the reason why that lot would only
be
these places because road access. Basically, and also as per Section 13 of the land, land without be used. Adjacent leaseholder. In this case, land
is
on in attachment. They don't have road access and therefore council may deem that staff recommendation that recommend council to give
But imagination will the family can matter for the day. Malaga last summer. Done not out to some Emma Sako into the summer after you for me to make for the name.
Okay, does anyone have any questions?
Not the good help of Deborah Mo
Shepherd.
I go up in the way, Deputy Shepherd.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor.
Presentame Mayor Tolia. 7
Unanimous. Thank you, Deborah, and welcome. Okay, we'll move on to item for decision, zoning bylaw. Delegated authority.
Thank you, Chair. So,
action plan, strategy.
And to achieve milestones as part of the authority of the development. Which would include Samantha. Michelle Armstrong.
Buildings of up to three dwelling units for building. In
bold. To the maximums described in the city's housing. It would be buildings with up to dwelling units. The supporting
documents.
Amendments. Option one is to approve as
a 24.
Option two would be for back to
amendment.
So we have one in-house planner that is several
companies.
The reason why this was originally
proposed.
Also, when we receive input on from committee and council. Also something that we do and will continue to do. This meets a specific initiative in our for us to receive that funding. Staff's recommendation. We recommend that council.
9 to 40.
And to direct public
care.
Matthew.
I guess in the past, planning
has.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor. Unique cases where we have authority, but we
or have not.
Chime in here.
Thank you, Matthew. Samantha.
Thank you. Have a specific criteria.
To bring it to council.
My question is aligned with new to the council. Just a question.
Which I haven't had
an opportunity to review or see. Would it still exist?
So my
With this new
authority,
I'm
the
It's more of a question.
Thank
you, Councillor Flaherty.
Chair,
thank you. Three times the in general plan.
Thank you
very much, Matthew.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Authority would need any amendments to zoning can be approved. Align with the zoning and bylaws and general plan. A lot of these developments are going projects. Is there a reason when there's no
use
development
anyways?
Looking at zoning bylaws to allow story properties, not that an 8-story
if
we're going to make the change, I'm just wondering if just pulled straight out
Matthew.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor. I agree. It's a great question. Two parts to my answer. One is form and character developments get form and character design So that's just sort of a comment, and to properly answer your question, the Housing Action Plan considered that this is an incremental increase, and with this can increase it. Six units. And can be sometimes mixed use is just having a small and it's basically it effectuates more or less the same. So the decision today with it there. Mental approach today. New zoning.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Matthew, for that answer. Form and function comment. Participation
that
what is really in this country has
All
that being said, what's proposed here, I think following the recommendations of our
husband.
Sticking to that, it wasn't a motion being
Stevenson moves. Would anyone like to second? You also have a comment. So.
Deputy Mayor, just a comment. Fully with what Councillor Stevenson said. It raises the point of how critically important the work we're doing. If we do guidelines, we can incorporating some of the going forward with the
Okay. Thank you very much. So there's a motion on the floor. Other comments at this time? We'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Okay, and on to our last item of the evening. 5D, provision, private sector land development. East Phase 1.
So this is a project that would result in approximately 60 new single
family homes
and 100. There are many city projects, and I will explain the important details. There are two sites involved, but it is a simple project, so what I discussed it both sites as if they are just separated geographically. But site one is showed in attachment one of this RFD for decision. This was presented as an infill site on November first? Infill meaning some housing where it can committee at that
point.
In attachment two. Just let you look at it. This is one part of a larger expansion area that was also November 24th in committee at that point. More information on how we are discussing both sites as if it's one project, and they are services areas of the city are not open for development. They're open need to be rezoned to allow single family development. To achieve 45 to 60 new homes or new homes. The areas need to be seeded and by civil and geotechnical engineering. The areas need to be surveyed to create new lots. Meeting involved. Historically, subdivision projects has facilitated these steps, and then the new it's using typically a ballot draw system to develop their own homes. However, the city's land to 67 lie in the city's procedure private to a future homeowners to initiate trucked subdivision project at the above mentioned narrowing the development to these two smaller areas allows the city to pilot refine private led subdivision framework, which is part of our housing accelerator fund plan as well, not overbuilding our existing capacity. Staff anticipate dwellings from the division would present an opportunity for construction cost savings to developers designed and planned the requirement of construction is an opportunity here for the staff would recommend the private led subdivision project in construction. Just in development, which explicitly strategized in the land management bylaw, but it's clearly defined at this stage. So, in accordance with the land administration bylaw, let subdivision projects begin with a call for proposals to the development community. Proposals as they come in, based on a defined prepared a draft strategy. It's outlined in attachment. I can just go through it. So I've already sort of talked about strategy one, which is construction for proposals. Construction and streamlining the process is an opportunity to on the cost of homes. More affordable, faster. So that's our first recommended strategy for this. Strategy two would be the placing of land with the objective of costs of new home construction, transferring sites A at a negligible price to alleviate costs. The land is transferred to the developer for the sum of $1. Those are sort of high-level strategies that we've identified. In accordance with bylaw number 897, land administration bylaw, projects Criteria one and two. So the criteria are things that we would require of tools from developers. Two are for Inuit and by Inuit. Staff have identified an opportunity to develop Inuit-purposed housing and Inuit-friendly housing that goes with the Nunavut Inuit plan, which directly calls for housing that is not just for Inuit, but by Inuit. Align this project with the Nunavut Inuit Housing Action Fund. So I recommend that proposing Inuit projects or Inuit that are attributed to and that criteria too gives preference to the Inuit Development Corporation as described in as has done so in their Nunavut Inuit Housing Action Plan. And housing that criteria three gives preference to proponents higher of below market and non-market, which we think is attainable given the costs and the opportunity, which is quite unique. Steps to accomplish a private-led subdivision. Staff see it happening with community engagement to make sure the community is Reg and Tundra Valley area. Get first reading to general plan zoning bylaw amendments to table the project. And then to prepare a sketch to identify those blocks of lands which are vaguely identified in the attachments. We would receive comments from the community and by second reading to the amendment. After looking for the proposals in the ministerial process, so that gives us time to work on it. And once we receive proposals from the development community, first to and then to review some draft development guidelines and drafting that we've done that we can review today. Through the rest of the steps, they are there, but we work on the first. So the options are to direct staff to conduct community with a survey bylaw amendments for first reading. As per decision. The benefits that we
see
some risks because it's an approach to how we expand. So it's sort of unknown. Which could increase our reliance need for that single family housing. This housing accelerator fund. Piloting.
Bridge 50 new units.
Working towards both of
them. Fund. And
the recommendation is that the planning and development
general planning.
Thank you very much, Matthew. This is very exciting.
How the city manages
Thank you, Councillor. Matthew, go ahead.
Matthew, what do you?
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, that we should have early in The city has a saying. This section of the bylaw. The developer. Incorporate
Matthew. 2004 me
What about blueprints for the houses? Are there any building codes or laws that they have to follow, or can they just go up and put up a house? All these things will have to be considered, I guess. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. The
maximum
cut out for the last part there for me. Did anyone, or was it just for me?
It was also we can not on one.
Yes, we missed the last little bit there. On what you said. Go ahead, Mayor Awa.
Mayor Awa, ako kan naka.
Madam Chair.
Kaya na may sibaw ta.
Mayor.
Mayor Tungilinga.
The one of the
ilang at tema
consideration.
Isimasak si ako tigiyaw gali. Isimasak si ako tigiyaw gali ang niya palay yung ato agar ni maligay ang niya palay mata ilulong na kata tema kanu ito nikya. Ilang ilo kikutuin na namin na iluli ako masungum mata.
According to their being living in the north.
Okay, doctor, me tawag mi ako yamin ning ilulo ko masi ng mata. Ilulo ko yung tawag ko
houses that we can.
Okay, ti gun na to ti go. Okay, nila sutum mi nila sa katag to mi ilulo ko katag ka katay la. Maligak ta ka ilulo ng namulo ni titaw yak tawag ka suni. Saka sa katakay akang niyakan, pagbalo ni isang maksaw na saan niya, kanun na bumiwta titutuin na sana yaw lutik. Kaya namin?
Buildings.
At ako ti, iloy, maligangin ni Pinto Takakto, Matthew, at ti.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you.
Kaya namin si Bota, Mayor Lo.
Questions.
At ako ti, Tia Baloit.
First comment.
Si Bulok pa, ako sa kakatakay, ti takakatakta ka. Tana, nasang niya kibabot, ilaliw ti lutiko.
Making sure that the homes are oriented and that's something that we're taking very seriously in this.
Also
in our roadmap, which is a second round of community engagement, particularly about the design of people involved in. We go back with the subdivision strategy. So that engagement would sort of solve some of those
problems.
Quick comment as well. For feedback, we are talking about 25. According to this,
15, 25 loan
One thing I would like to say, and I've said it before in this room, is
we have to keep that.
It is really close to the
playground.
These for families and families.
I know we're kind of
looking a little bit
here as well.
Just going through I was wondering if you can explain of council and the pricing of land,
we'll
develop it for us. What have you? Can you explain
why we're
looking down the line, but I think it's kind of important to. I would like to kind of know how comes time to it, like what. For that.
Thank you, Chair. Question? Lot pricing strategy. One of our criteria will be
ability.
Allocation. Now these lots are surveyed. Worth too much money. With the developer. The definition for there is a study that housing provider.
Thank you. Even San, go ahead.
Thank you.
My third question will get to.
I think if we're
building code, but can
takwa kana ta me lo ba ngat to to hamne malige hatu te
this would be the first time
sivle pase ute vaya ngata na no na de pa ya ko aja se na sute le gono na se ute ko te che chaga ute vaya to ne em ta ute ne me lo ate ne lo ne ovane to na jo go no na se ute ko pe se ga ute no ello me to na so me yo chaga ta
tanks and sewage tanks were
put ta ma ko hatta ne
work on something there people but there are
kanure na mga kisan sila me pingwa betale taban tapane isa magaya unune
yes is I had a
ape kote gele khaga jaga
sounded different from what
I'm just yo ya khaga mga otule o khausa khaga jaga
building
ilule ilule to hatte logo
disposal of lots, which
talking about that. Where's my paper here? Yeah, I was thinking it was both strategy one and strategy two. Matthew, go ahead.
Yes, sorry. When we were, thank you for the question. When we were discussing, talking about the
blocks,
undeveloped blocks, clarify
the homes,
which asked about
developers
don't get to
the
mission measure. Sorry, I just mentioned that I
forgot
the Abe Okpik area.
Abe Okpik Avatea.
Shout out to the
workshop
with the Arctic this month.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm very happy to hear that finally going this direction. My question is more of as a private owner, household. I know how much.
Areas
who
Similar to what happened in moving forward, that was single dwelling.
See Matthew writing everything, which is
comments about lot pricing and land lease.
No,
actually, restricted in its ability to
Councillor Stevenson, go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Deputy Mayor Flaherty for having failures of Jomi Court, certainly caused us consternation as granny suites built into them. The family that owns the house can and you know, this is not for every house in the every lot consolidated and every
Use of the word Granny Sweets, I think. It's like sometimes view it like poorly, I guess, and I think try to make it easier for it's, you know, your kid wanting to face and moving into a great. Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Earlier, my first comment,
the other comments that I'm a homeowner.
Notice
from the city that single units. Apply for the single unit. That particular area, there are some multiple units. We put these land.
Thank you very much, Mayor Awa.
Okay.
Sir Stevenson. Any further input for Matthew this
evening?
Okay, with that being said, unanimous. Okay, and that brings us tonight. I will call Councillor Tilly Moon. In favor. Unanimous. Thank you very much, everyone.